This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, date of birth 4/26/1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with hypertension, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, anemia, and history of gout, also bilaterally small kidneys. His last visit was November 21st of last year. His weight is stable. He's been feeling well. His worst problems is painful hands, as he's got pretty severe arthritis in both hands. But he denies any recent gout flare-ups and no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, 12.5 milligram daily. He's also on suppression for medication for gout, which is allopurinol, 100 milligram twice a day, and colchicine, 0.6 milligram once daily. He also takes an Anacin, 400/32, one tablet once daily. Physical exam, weight 216 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 78. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 16th, 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.2, estimated GFR is greater than 60, calcium 9.87, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 2.9. Electrolytes are normal. His hemoglobin is high at 17.4, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, currently at goal, a history of anemia, currently polycythemic, and history of gout without flare-up. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.